Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, I said nice things about Manchin on the debt limit, but I have some unkind things to say about other things that he's opposing in the infrastructure bill, the so-called soft infrastructure bill, would deal with climate change, deal with Medicaid, tuition, children's tax credit, things like child care, elder care. By way of background on this one, there were 12 states that didn't take the Medicaid expansion offered by Obama. The Obama-Biden administration setting up the Affordable Care Act provided federal money to the states to permit the poorer people in their states, the lower income people, to get Medicaid who were otherwise excluded. Why did they leave it up to the states? They didn't want to leave it up to the states, but they got so much. The Republican Party opposed the Affordable Care Act at all. If it hadn't been for John McCain giving a vote for it, it would have been repealed. But we have it, thank God. But they couldn't push through a mandate from the federal government that this money be provided without the state approving. All of these states' writers, and they probably had a few Democrats behind the scenes, were going along with this. So Obama Biden said, all right, we'll leave it up to the states. Obviously, any rational state is going to take, you know, free federal money to enhance their Medicaid program. Well, they were wrong about that. 38 states did. The 12 didn't, including ours, because of Scott Walker, not representative of this state, gerrymandered legislature. So what happens? 12 states didn't take it. And as a result, lower income people in those states did not get this Medicaid expansion. Joe Biden campaigned on adding Medicaid as a public option for the Affordable Care Act that would have circumvented the states. And if you're a person looking at your options under the Affordable Care Act, one of the things you could pick would be Medicaid. That, however, takes about 3 more years to roll out, apparently. So the question is, what do we do? And quite frankly, I don't know what the complexion of the Senate and the House will be in 3 years. Hopefully he'll do it by executive order. I hope Joe Biden is still president in 3 years. I mean, he technically will be. That will be October of 24. But I hope that there's not going to be a Republican president after that, because then this strategy would go away. Okay, so the question is, what do we do in that 3-year period and maybe beyond? Is there something we can do right now? And a couple of senators, Jonathan Ossoff of Georgia is one of them, doing a very good job, very good senator, and others, have come up with a proposal where for a few years until this transition to Medicaid as a public option, will provide subsidized private insurance to uninsured people with lower incomes in the states that refuse to expand Medicaid, the 12 states. Now, in other words, circumventing the states. We can do that in budget reconciliation. That is one of the negotiating tactics between Manchin, Sinema on the one hand, and Schumer and Pelosi and the rest on the other hand. Seems pretty reasonable to me. I mean, the cost right now, these people do not have medical care. And let me tell you something. If you don't have medical care, you're ultimately going to get medical care when you collapse on the street and an ambulance comes and takes you to a hospital and you die or get your life shortened. But the truth is that if you look at it only crassly for money, and these are human beings we're talking about, but crassly for money, that episode is more costly than having had some premiums paid or partially paid, where you went in for checkups every year, you got your blood pressure under control, there's early detection of breast cancer, that kind of thing. A lot cheaper and much more humane. Manchin is opposing that. Manchin's opposing that. And, you know, he says stuff like, well, why should those 12 states be rewarded for not taking the Medicaid money? Well, they didn't take it. We can't go back in time. I wish Scott Walker had never been elected governor. He got elected in the tsunami year, 2010. That was a year that even Dave Obie, my friend and a great chairman of the Appropriations Committee representing Northern Wisconsin, didn't run again because the winds of change were there, right-wing winds of change. Jim Doyle didn't run for re-election as governor for that reason. Tom Barrett did, and he went into a headwind and didn't win. In 2014, we fielded a very, very bad candidate. The Democrats ran a lousy campaign, so Walker got in again. And in 2018, he got beaten. But he did his mischief. He stuck a knife in Wisconsin. What he ended up doing was stripping us of Medicaid that would have been paid for by the federal government, of our tax dollars. It just went elsewhere. It didn't go to reduce any debt. Went to California, Minnesota. He did that. Turned down $1 billion. That was $1 billion in Medicaid, and he turned down $1 billion for trains. We don't get space stations. We do not get Navy ports. Why? Because we're on the Great Lakes. We're not in the Caribbean, the Pacific, or the Atlantic. The weather up here is too cold for a lot of things. So we get what? A measly train, and he turns it down because he was running for president, which was absolutely absurd. He was an ant among a field of elephants. Stood on the stage, disgraced himself, looked like the groom on the wedding cake. Initially got a lot of money, had 90 staffers in Iowa, and it fell apart. It was embarrassment for the state, quite frankly. But he knifed us for all that, those reasons so he could look like a conservative. He has no idea what a conservative is. He said he looked like a conservative. So there you have it. Manchin is going even after that, saying that somehow it would, quote, reward, end quote, states that had turned down Medicaid before. It's not the states, it's the human beings we're talking about. And also, for some reason, in West Virginia, and West Virginia would benefit from this more than anyone, he thinks that'd be popular. And you know what else he's opposing? A methane fee. In this bill, there is a fee on planet warming gases that leak from oil wells. Oil wells. Companies would have to pay a fee because that impairs the environment. That seems reasonable to me. He's now brokering a deal. There are going to be a total of $700 million in fees that would be collected that way, which would reduce their incentive to use that technology and go clean. Under his deal, the government will pay their fees, the $700 million. So the oil companies will leak methane and the government will pay for it? Hey, that's what we do now. Did that occur to anybody? It's the government that has to clean up for it now. And he's saying, oh, well, when they see what the fine was, even though the government pays for it, they will get the message. No, they're not going to get the message. This is Manchin. These two things, knifing Medicaid expansion, even on a humane basis for 3 years, to poor people in 12 states who don't have Medicaid, any medical care. They never get a checkup. And having the government paying methane fees for private industry for leaking gases and leaking the emissions from oil wells. That's what Manchin is doing. He also has a huge interest in a coal company, and that's part of it. He has his hand in the till. He has skin in the game. Going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.